make yourself comfortable lying down. But let's have our knees bent as we lie down so that you can really soften through all of your abdominal muscles. So as you come to lie down on your mat, just lengthening out your tailbone towards your heels, finding a good spot for the back of your head, slightly drawing the chin to the chest. And then as you scoop your shoulder blades underneath the back of your heart, begin to roll your palms up towards the ceiling so that your palms are facing upwards and the backs of the hands resting on the floor. And just beginning to bring awareness to your breath. Settling yourself down and connecting the four points of your torso into the earth behind the shoulders and behind the back of the pelvis. Just allowing your spine to fall into its natural curves. As you begin to breathe in and out softly and rhythmically through your nose. No big effort or force, just expanding through the front body, the back body, and the sides of your body. Often we tend only to breathe into the front, into the belly, the ribs, and the chest. So see if not only you can expand there, but expand sideways and breathe into the back of the body. So taking full, deep, rich breaths. And at the weekend, I had the privilege of going to the MEM to listen to the teachings of the Dalai Lama and to the public talk. And I'd actually prepared this session before I went to the MEM on Sunday, but it ties in very nicely with that Buddhist feel, because tonight's practice is all about breathing. And full awareness of breathing is one of the three most essential teachings of the Buddha. When we become aware of our breath, we begin to take in more nourishment as we slow down and reconnect with our breath. And we can begin to take in peace and happiness with each and every breath. And this also ties in very nicely with the theme of the new moon, because yesterday, the 19th of June, we had a new moon, and this new moon is in the zodiac sign of Gemini. And this Gemini energy is going to continue with us right through into the middle of July. And the time of a full moon is a time for creating new rituals and inviting new things in and letting go of old stuff that no longer is serving us well. And often we don't take the time to become aware of our breath because it naturally happens, right? So we don't need to pay too much attention to it. So I'd love us to set our intention for this next new moon to just become aware, much more aware of your breath in everyday situations, as well as here on your mat. This energy of Gemini is also, obviously, the Gemini sign is represented by the twins, and so there's obviously two perspectives to Gemini energy. We can choose to see what's negative, or we can choose to see what's positive. And if we only choose the negative, that's all we're going to experience. But if we choose the positive, the world becomes a much more magical place. So let's begin to adopt this attitude of gratitude for every single breath that we have, and remain open to seeing the beauty and all the miracles that happen moment to moment with every breath. So becoming aware of each rich, nourishing breath now. And if your mind does wander as we move through our practice tonight, just encourage yourself to keep bringing your full awareness back to your breath. And I'd love for you to take a little mantra, breathing in tranquility and breathing out frustration. As you breathe in, say the word tranquility to yourself, and as you breathe out, say the word frustration. Breathing in and breathing out with full awareness. Thank you. As you next exhale, exhale fully and completely.
And with your inhalation, begin to float your arms up overhead behind you.
And you can interlace your fingers together and flip your palms towards the skirting board behind you if you like.
But press towards your navel down.
And if you want to stretch out through your legs, then do. Point or flex through your legs, but keep the navel really anchored down. Breathing gently.
And continuing to gather some length across the sides, the front, the back of your body. Press down the navel, stretch a little bit more as you inhale. And then as you exhale, let your arms just float down to the sides of the body. You can relax the legs for a moment or two, and then just bend your elbows so your forearms lift off the floor. Make soft fists with your hands and begin to circle into your wrists, just limbering and gently loosening through the joints there. But mindful awareness, focusing on the sensations that arise through every point of that circular action. Let's change the direction, circling a few times the other way. Great. And then relaxing the arms back down by your sides. We're going to bend the right knee. And as you next inhale, extend your right arm back overhead behind you to the floor with your palm facing up to the ceiling. And just getting this stretch diagonally across your body. So keep your right foot down onto the mat. And begin to breathe gently. So with your right arm stretching back behind you, flex your left ankle. And then press and spread your toes, your left toes open. Begin to press through the ball and the heel of that left foot as you press towards your navel down and reach through your right fingers. So we've got this diagonal stretch from right shoulder down to left heel. But we're also beginning to open the right energy channel. And in yoga, in the energetic body, it's said that we have these three main pathways. The right side, the left side, and the central energy column. And the right side is governed by solar energy. And we call this energy channel Pingala Nadi. So we're just beginning to take in more energy into the right channel that is governed by the solar energy. So we create more dynamic energy that heats and stokes our inner fire and warms up our nervous system. So let's turn this into a twist to open that right side a little bit more. So you can pick up your right foot and place it onto your left leg, anywhere above or below the knee, just not pressing on the kneecap. Use your left hand on your right knee or thigh and begin to twist to your left, keeping your right shoulder anchored. You can slide the arm out a little bit wider like a Y shape or bring it down to shoulder height if that's more comfortable. Just begin to breathe gently, keeping your right shoulder completely anchored down onto your mat. Breathing fully. And if you want to sway your head a little bit from side to side, then go ahead and loosen the neck a little. And then just so you can stay a little bit more balanced, if your right arm is right overhead, then just bring it down and around to shoulder height. And turn the palm down so that you can be really anchored through your shoulder and palm. And then you're going to use your left hand to open and close your nostrils. So you're going to bring your left fingers up to open and close the nostrils. And we're going to take a practice called Surya Vedana. So a pranayama technique that begins to stimulate this solar energy. So I'd love for you to just begin to breathe in through your right nostril. And breathe out through your left nostril. Breathing in through the right nostril and breathing out through your left nostril. And just doing a few cycles of that. Just beginning to stimulate that more dynamic masculine energy in the body. And this is called, as I said, Surya Vedana. Vedana means expanding or blossoming. So we're just beginning to blossom and open that solar energy channel and pathway through the right side of the body. And at the end of your next exhalation, relax your left hand back down,
roll back to centre. You can hug your right knee into your chest. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, curl your head and shoulder blades up off the mat like you're going to kiss the knee, just to bring a bit of neutrality to the back. And then lowering your shoulders and the back of your head down onto your mat again. And let's switch sides. Sliding your right leg out, bending your left knee. Let's take that diagonal stretch to begin with. So just sweeping your left arm back behind you, palm facing the ceiling. And flex your right ankle, spread your toes, press through the ball and the heel to the wall ahead of you. And as you press through your navel down, reach your left fingers to the wall behind you. Just breathing gently and beginning to open the left side of the body a little bit more. And of course, yoga is all about opposites, the yin, the yang, the masculine, the feminine, the solar, the lunar. So it stands to reason that we're now beginning to work into the lunar current on the left side of the body. And we call this Urdha Nadi, this energetic pathway that moves along the left side of the body. Let's change this stretch into a twist now. So picking up your left foot, placing it anywhere on your right leg by the kneecap. And you can take yourself into the twist, guide with your right hand, the left knee to the right side of your mat. You can sweep your left arm down to shoulder height if that's a little more comfortable in the shoulder. Keeps you anchored a little bit more steadily. And if you want to sway the head and just loosen through the neck, then do. But just taking a few nice, full, rich breaths into the left side of the body. And the lunar energy channel is really the complete opposite to the solar. It induces calmness and peacefulness and tranquility, and it really calms and slows down the nervous system. So let's begin to stimulate and encourage a little bit more of that lunar energy by taking Chandra Vedana. So using your right hand this time, bring it up towards your nose, and you're going to inhale through your left nostril and exhale through your right nostril. Breathing in through the left and out through the right. Drawing in more lunar energy to balance out that intake of solar energy. And at the end of your next exhalation, you can release your hand down. Roll yourself back to center out of your twist. Hug your left knee to your chest with both hands. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, curl your head and shoulder blades up like you're going to kiss your knee. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, lower the head and shoulders back down. And let's invite the right leg in to join the left leg. So we hook both knees into the chest. And just begin to circle both knees together, massaging gently into the lumbar sacral area. Just lots of circles, just beginning to awaken the back body. Let's change direction and circle the opposite way a few times. And then staying balanced in the center, take one hand onto the top of each knee. Part your knees out nice and wide like they're a V shape. Keep the knees bent, that's it. And then begin to circle the knees individually but simultaneously. So they're circling away from each other and out to the side like you're stirring the thigh bone into the hip socket. Making those circles just as big or as small as feels nice in your hips and in the inner thighs. And again, just creating some release there in the hips where, particularly if we have a job that involves sitting down at a desk or we do a lot of driving, often this area gets quite tight at this time of day. So good idea to loosen out the energy there through the hips and the pelvis. Then as your knees next come together, let's just begin to rock and roll a little bit along the length of the spine. So rocking yourself forwards and back from the tailbone to the shoulders, chin slightly tucked to the chest, and rock backwards and forwards a few times. After three or four, rock yourself all the way up to sitting. And you're going to take a comfortable seat. So if cross-legged doesn't work for you, have your legs out wide in front of you with a nice kind of V-shape between the legs. We need a nice stable foundation. So particularly if your knees are quite elevated and cross-legged, it might be a good idea to stretch your legs out. Because in a moment we're going to combine this seated pose with a twist. And if your knees are a little bit high, then it can kind of knock you off balance a bit. So good idea to have your foundation stable. So what's going to happen in a moment is we're going to do an energizing pranayama technique that comes from the Kundalini tradition. So what this basically means is we're going to be moving energy upwards from our roots all the way to the crown of the head. We're going to do that with a twist, but with Kapalabhati style breathing. So if you remember Kapalabhati, it's where we take a very passive inhalation and a very forceful exhalation down the nose. So it sounds like this. So you want to give your nose a blow before we do this, then you're welcome to grab a tissue. But what's going to happen is we're going to combine that with a twist. So this is what we'll do. We're going to bring our fingertips onto the tips of our shoulders, energize the elbows, we'll twist to the left and take a passive inhalation, and twist to the right and breathe out. Okay? So we're twisting to the left, passive inhalation, out to the right and breathe out. Good. And we're going to speed it up. So getting it nice and rapid. Good, so keep going. We're going to do this for about 30 seconds or so. Just beginning to let the breath propel you. Close your eyes so you can really feel the movement. As though you're corkscrewing all of this root energy up towards the crown of your head. And just going as fast as you can, and the more dynamic this twist, the more heat and energy it creates. And then eventually letting yourself just kind of slow down, not abruptly stopping, just kind of swinging to a stop. Then let your fingers just rest down on the mat, your fingertips resting somewhere near your hips. Sit up nice and tall, keep the eyes closed for a moment, and just witness, just create that awareness again of what's happening in your body. And our practice pretty much tonight is going to have these little pauses where we'll just pause to check in with the breath and maintain the awareness as we go through our practice tonight. As you next inhale, let's open the eyes softly, take a soft gaze, sweep the arms out around and up overhead, and then bringing the arms in front of you and crossing the right arm across the left arm. And you can either give yourself a big hug or double wrap your arms into Garudasana, eagle wings. So as we take our eagle wings or our big hug, let's press the forearms away from the face if we've got those eagle wings wrapped in front. And then whichever one we've got, the big hug or eagle wings, bring your elbows down onto your chest. And then almost resist with your arms, like you're squeezing your elbows together, especially if you've got those eagle wings going on. Just stretching that space between the shoulder blades. Take an in-breath here. And as we exhale, let's begin to twist to the left-hand side, but turn to look back over the right shoulder. Inhale, come back to center, burst the arms open, around to the side and up overhead. And then as we exhale, bringing them down in front, crossing the left arm over the right, big hug or double wrapping again for eagle wings. Forearms move away from your face if you have those little eagle wings wrapped in front of you. And then the elbows move down, driving the elbows down towards your mat and squeezing the elbows together. Keeping the chin parallel to the floor and lifting your heart up. Let's take an in-breath here. And as we exhale, let's twist to the right and look across the left shoulder. Inhale, coming back to center, burst the arms open, around and up. And then as we exhale, Burst the arms out to the sides and bring the hands down onto the mat behind you. If you're using a block, you can take that underneath from underneath your sitting bones. And extend your legs out ahead of you, but keep your knees bent so the soles of the feet are on your mat. If your wrists are sensitive, turn your hands out to the edges of your mat. Otherwise, fingers are pointing forwards towards your heels. Soften your elbows, hollow your belly a little bit, tuck the chin to the chest, and as you inhale, let's lift up into table pose, lifting the hips, looking straight up at the ceiling without dumping the head back, but begin to lengthen your tailbone towards the backs of your knees and extend the crown of your head back towards the wall behind you. Take another in-breath, lengthen and lift. And as you exhale, let's lower the hips all the way down to the mat. Crisscross your ankles, rock forwards, and come into an all fours position. Wrists underneath your shoulders, fingers spreading out and index fingers pointing forwards. Knees underneath your hips. Just begin to lengthen from your hips to your armpits and back down again. And begin to lift your navel and your rib cage away from the mat. And then soften your elbows and begin to circle your belly button over the earth. So the whole body, the whole torso, is circling across the earth. And again, you can make these circles just as big or as small that works best for you and your joints. So if you want to make them bigger, you're rocking your hips all the way back to your heels. If you want to stay small, that's good too. But just close your eyes and try to soften the elbows, the face, and almost feel the fluidity of the movement. And try to fit this movement into your breath wave. So you're inhaling for half your circle and exhaling for the other half of your circle. And next time your hips rock back towards your heels, just pause and then change the direction. And at the end of your next exhalation, just coming back to center, equal weight on the hands and the knees. And as we inhale, let's round the spine like a cat, pressing the earth away through the fingers and the palms. And as we exhale, lion's breath, lifting the heart and the tail. Good. Inhale, getting nice and round. And exhale, tongue to chin, lion's breath. Good, and three more like that. Breathing in and rounding, breathing out and letting go of any tension and frustration. Good. Two more, beginning to cleanse the central energy channel from the tail to the crown that we call the Sushumna, the main energetic pathway through the body. Great. As you next inhale, come to a neutral position, tuck under your toes, and let's press back to downward dog. You can make it into more of a puppy dog by softening your knees, or feel free to pedal out, or ripple your spine, or wag your tail, or few yeses and noes through the head to release the neck. But easing your way into your downward facing dog. And then finding a position of stability in downward facing dog if you can. Maybe either with soft knees or straight legs. But let's work into the fingers first. Spread out all your fingers and really root down through the index finger and the thumb. Roll the upper arm bones away from your face and almost suck the arm bones up into the shoulder so the shoulder blades come up into your back. Look towards your navel or your toes. Press toward your heart, your navel back towards your spine. Lift your sitting bones up. Roll your inner thighs to the wall behind you. Press your heels down. Take another in-breath as you press strongly into your hands. Keep looking at your toes, but press your heart towards your thumbs. As you next inhale, let's rise up onto tiptoes and squeeze the inner thighs up and out of the sitting bones. Tuck your tailbone over the top, and with that lift in the pubic abdomen, wave forwards to the top of a push-up. Press to the wall behind you through the heels. Press the heart forwards and the crown of your head forwards. Take an in-breath, press the floor away, and as you exhale, floating back to downward facing dog. We're going to go back and forth with the breath a few times. So as you inhale, rise to your tiptoes, feel the lift in your belly, waving to the top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lifting from your navel back to downward facing dog. Good. So as you inhale, rising up, waving forwards. Beautiful, everyone. And exhale, coming back to dog. Just a few more with the wave of your own breath. And just be mindful as you come forwards to your plank position that you don't sink like a hammock in between your shoulders. Keep lifting and resisting the floor through the sides of the ribs and the navel center. Great. And as you next exhale and bring yourself to dog, with the next inhale, you're going to come through to plank and then lower the knees down onto your mat, rock all the way back to child's pose. Pausing here in child's pose, reaching your hips back towards your heels, knees are nice and wide, big toes are touching, and just really stretch through your fingertips. Walk your hands as far forwards as you can. Good. Lovely. Take another breath here into the back body and exhale fully. And you're going to slither all the way through onto your belly, propping yourself up onto your forearms and coming into Sphinx pose. So elbows right underneath the shoulders, forearms like little train tracks parallel to each other ahead of you. Spread out all of your toes, particularly the baby toes, so the legs are engaged, and begin to press the heart through between your shoulders. Feel as though you're dragging your fingertips towards you, so you can really begin to press the heart through. And then let's just take a few limbering neck circles. Just little circles, a few times in one direction. And changing direction. Then coming to center, slide your hands back alongside your chest, bring your chin or forehead down onto the mat. Keep the legs super engaged, and you're going to lift your upper arm bones away from the mat and then glide the tips of your shoulder blades down deep into your back so you spread your collarbones nice and wide. Maintain that and the strength in the legs, and as you inhale, come up to cobra with no hands. So the hands come up, but we keep the shoulders where they are. Beautiful. Exhale and lower gently down. Two more like that. So keep the shoulder blades squeezing into the back and lifting up just from the strength of your belly and back. Great. Lowering down. Last one like that. Inhale, coming up. Good. And exhale and lower. Let's keep the hands on the floor this time. Make sure those legs are engaged, the little toes spreading and pressing. And as you inhale, lifting all the way up into your cobra pose, pressing the heart through. Good, lovely. And exhale, lowering gently down to your mat, tuck your toes. Inhale, pressing up and back to downward facing dog. Let's take the feet onto the midline of your mat. So feet are side by side. As you inhale, right leg lifts to the sky. You're going to open it into lamppost dog. So drop your right heel towards your left buttock. Spread open all your right toes and press through the ball in the heel. And try to keep your left armpit lifting away from the floor. It's going to want to sink down. Do your best to try and keep everything square there. Take an in-breath And then as you exhale, squeeze your right knee to your navel, round like a cat, and shift your shoulders over your wrists. Inhale, extend the leg straight back into Lamppost Dog. And exhale, squeezing in again, like hovering in the center. Good. Inhale and extend it back, Lamppost Dog. And exhale, squeezing in, navel, drawing the navel in and up. Good. Inhale, take the leg back, Lamppost Dog. And then this time, as you exhale, squeeze the knee to the navel, but then you're going to extend your right leg out underneath you to the left side of your mat. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lower your kind of outer right hip down onto your mat. Keep the back toes tucked if you can, so you get this stretch around the outer hip. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bend your elbows like you're doing chaturanga, so towards 90 degrees, and take a little bow. Inhale, pressing up, and exhale, just bowing, so it's just literally the torso going up and down. Inhale, coming up, and exhale, lowering down. Good. Inhale, press up, lift the torso. Strongly press into the baby toe side of your right foot. Squeeze the navel in, lift the hips. And then you're going to squeeze your right knee back to your navel and place your right foot alongside your right thumb. Good, well done. Let's bring the right hand on the inside of your right foot. You can turn your right toes to the top right corner of your mat if you like. Keep the back leg lifted if you can, or if you need a little bit more calming lunar energy tonight, do put that back knee down onto your mat. Press the heart forwards. Move the shoulders into the back. Slightly tuck the chin to this chest so we begin to feel the length from the crown of the head through the tailbone to the back knee or to the back heel. Keep the left thigh really lifting away from the floor nice and dynamically if you have it lifted. And if you want to go deeper, by all means come to flat palms or micro bend your elbows or even one elbow or both elbows down onto your mat. But try to maintain the length along the spine. Try to avoid that rounding in the upper back like a cat. Keep the spine lovely and extended right now. Take one more in-breath here into wherever you're feeling any tension. And exhale the breath out fully. And as you inhale, coming all the way up if you're on your elbows, turning your toes, right toes forwards, rock your hips back and work to straighten your right leg. You can walk the hands in a little bit closer if you like. But if you can straighten that right leg and come on to the heel of the right foot, then do. Spread out your toes. Super engage this right leg now. So try not to lock out the knee, but instead firm all the muscles to the bones. So suck them all in, squeeze the kneecap up, and even begin to kind of squeeze the gluteal muscle in your right buttock a little bit. Tuck your tailbone under, lift your navel and press your heart forwards. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, bend your right knee. Take your left hand just off your mat, palm flat. Lean out onto it, making sure the wrist is underneath your left shoulder. Draw your left shoulder back underneath you and reach your right hand straight up to the sky. Try to keep that outer right hip dropping down and almost the gluteal muscles rolling underneath you rather than kind of cocking out to the side. Lovely. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's bring the hand down and step back into downward facing dog. Feet together on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky, straight into Lamppost Dog. Great, shoulders nice and square. Keep your right heel moving towards the mat. And then as you exhale, rounding like a cat, knee to navel, shift your shoulders over your wrists. Good. Inhale, pressing back and opening the hip. And exhale, squeezing in and rounding. Lovely. Inhale. And exhale, squeezing in. Good. Inhale, extend the leg back. And this time, knee into navel. And then slide the left leg underneath you, out to the right edge of your mat, onto the baby toe side of that foot, and lower your outer left hip down onto your mat. Try to keep your right toes tucked. Palms are still parallel. We're going to do those mini kind of torso push-ups from this position. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, the elbows soften and bow with your heart to the earth. Inhale, coming up. Exhale, going down. Lovely. Try to keep your elbows into your ribs if you can. Inhale, coming up. Last one. Exhale, going down. Lovely. Inhale, come up. Press into the baby toe side of that left foot. Squeeze the navel in. Lift the hips up off the floor. And then you're going to squeeze your left knee back into your navel. And then place your left foot by your left thumb. Good. Lovely. Hands on the inside of the left leg. Your choice. Right knee can be dynamically lifted or lowered down onto the mat. But press your back heel to the wall behind you. Lift the front of the right thigh off the mat if you're straightening that leg. And then begin to press your heart forwards, dropping your outer left hip down and gliding the tips of the shoulders into the back. That lovely diagonal line from the crown of your head all down the back and the front of the body. Come down lower if you can maintain that integrity of your spine. Keep that back leg supercharged if it's lifted. A couple of easy breaths there. Good, well done. Lovely. And then if you're on your elbows, coming back up onto tented fingers, rock your hips back and work towards straightening the front leg. So lifting up the ball of the foot off the floor, and just resting onto your left heel. Draw your tailbone into the body. The navel lifts in and up. And then extend your heart forwards as you firm up all the muscles on that left leg. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, release the hamstring stretch by coming back to a lunge. Right hand just off your mat, palm flat. Stack your shoulder over the top of it, but suck the shoulder underneath you and then take your left hand up to the sky. Lovely. Moving both shoulders down into the back away from the ears and keep lengthening through the hind skull. So you're not dropping your head back into your shoulders. You're lengthening the crown of your head away from your shoulders. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bring the hand down and step back into downward facing dog. Take an in-breath there. Rise up onto your tiptoes. And let's walk the hands back towards the feet. Good. As you inhale, look forwards, come up halfway. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips and fold out over both legs. Keeping the legs nicely engaged with a bit of weight into the balls of the feet. Root down. Bring the hands onto the hips, the shoulders into the back, chin slightly forwards. Inhale, rise all the way up with a neutral spine. And exhale the hands to your sides. Inhale, let's sweep the arms around and up. Palms touch. And as you exhale, draw the hands down through the midline back in front of the heart. Going to do that twice more. This time, let's close the eyes. Inhale, sweeping the arms around you, feeling the air rolling between your fingers. And as you exhale, grounding back into your intention of awareness of breath. Inhale, the arms sweep around and up. And exhale, bringing the hands down in front of the heart. We're going to reverse that now three times. So as we inhale, take your prayer position up towards the sky, fingers overhead, back to the hands touch, and burst the arms out around to the sides and back in front of your heart. Inhale, reaching your prayer position to the sky, back to the hands touch, and exhale, opening out and bringing awareness back to your heart. Last time like that. Inhale, reaching up. And exhaling, circling that positive energy around you. Awareness back to your heart, softly opening your eyes. As you inhale, swing your arms forward so the palms are parallel. Bend your knees so we sit into a soft Utkatasana chair pose. Inhale here, keep the knees soft. And exhale and just roll forward, swinging the arms back behind you. Inhale, lifting up. And exhale, unfold. And just moving at a pace that feels nice for you. If you need a bit more heat in your practice tonight, move a bit quicker. If you need to keep it calm and cool, then slow down the practice. But the knees don't lock, the knees don't straighten, so keep your knees super soft and just rock back and forth. Lovely. And next time you rock, rock all the way up to standing. And as you exhale, bring the arms down to your sides. Let's toe heel the feet together now. And then as you inhale, sweep the arms forwards, sit down into Utkatasana, and bring your fingertips down to the floor. So sit low enough so that you can do that. Keep squeezing your knees, hugging the outer hips in towards each other. Feel that lift in your belly, and then take the arms up alongside the ears, palms parallel with thumbs pointing to the wall behind you. Take an in-breath, and as we exhale, we're going to twist to the right. Bring your left hand into a little fist and hook the left elbow to the outside of right knee. Press down with your right hand on your left fist. As you inhale, pulse your right hand to the sky. And as you exhale, bring it back down to the fist. Inhale, pulsing the top arm. And exhale, bring it down. Inhale. And exhale. Great. Inhale, come back through center. Sweep the arms forwards. And let's twist to the left. Soft fist with the right hand. The right elbow hooked around the outside of left knee. Inhale, pulse the left arm up, and exhale, bring the hand down. Good. Inhale, and exhale. Last one, keep drawing the outer right hip back. Inhale, and exhale, great. Inhale through center, and exhale, hands to the mat, folding in Uttanasana. Inhale, come up halfway. And begin to walk your hands forwards, walking straight out into plank pose. So you can separate your feet a little bit, hips distance apart if you like. Inhale, and as you exhale, hover in chaturanga or lower all the way to your belly. Inhale to up dog or cobra. Good, elbows in, lovely, shoulders down. Exhale, downward facing dog. Feet together on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, right leg lifts to the sky, opening out into lamppost dog. And exhale, let's step that right foot all the way through alongside your right thumb. Anchor your back heel down. Really root down into that back baby toe, and as you inhale, rising, Virabhadrasana 1. Good. Draw the tailbone in. Draw the lower belly in and the floating ribs back. Lift the heart. Open the throat and look to the space in front of you where the wall and the ceiling meet. Take an in-breath. Straighten your right leg. And begin to turn all the way to the back of your mat. Coming into Warrior One again with your left knee bent. So you're turning to the back of your mat. That's it. Great. Inhale. And as you exhale, take the hands down either side of your left foot and step back into the top of a push-up. Inhale, press the floor away. And as you exhale, hover or lower all the way to your belly. Inhale, rising into your back bend. Squeeze the shoulder blades in. Great. And exhale, downward facing. Feet together on the midline of your mat. Inhaling, left leg lifts to the sky, opening out into lamppost dog. Great. Inhale here, and as you exhale, stepping the left foot through between your hands. Anchor your right heel down. Good. Spin the heel a bit so it's the furthest thing away from you. Inhale, bringing the arms all the way around and up, palms parallel, thumbs reaching to the wall behind you. Shrug your armpits down, sucking and plugging in the arms into the shoulder girdle. Take an in-breath here. And on the exhale, straighten your leg and revolve all the way back around to the front of your mat, coming back into warrior. One again over your right leg. Inhale, and on the exhale, take the hands down through the top of a push-up and moving through. Good, well done. And meeting again in downward facing dog. Feet together as you inhale, taking your right leg up to the sky, opening out into lamppost dog. And as you exhale, step the foot forwards, preparing for warrior one again. Inhale, rising all the way up, Virabhadrasana one, tailbone in. Really connect to your core by drawing the navel and drawing those ribs down and back a little bit. Inhale, straighten your front leg, revolve to the back of your mat, but this time, warrior two. So the arms come down to shoulder height, we bend the left knee, sitting into Vira two. Lovely. Inhale here, drop your back hand onto your back leg, and as you exhale, lean back into reverse warrior, looking at your back toes. Good. Inhale. Coming all the way up. Cartwheel the hands over as you exhale down through plank position and moving through your vinyasa. And of course, if these vinyasas get too much, just skip them. You can come down to hands and knees and do a few cat-cows instead. Or just hold downward facing dog or child's pose. Going to do the same thing on the other side then. So feet together on the midline. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky, lamppost dog. Spread your toes, keep the shoulders square, navel in. And as you exhale, mindfully step the foot through. Lovely, really silent everybody, well done. Anchor the back heel. Inhale, rising all the way up to warrior one. And then straightening the front leg, coming around to the front of your mat again. Over your right leg, warrior two. Good. Taking the back hand to back thigh. Inhale, and as you exhale, lean back. Press the back leg into your hand. Inhale, coming up. And exhale, cartwheel the hands over. All the way through a top of a push-up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Great. As you next inhale, right leg lifts to the sky. Step your right foot forwards between your hands. Anchor your back heel. Inhale, coming up, warrior one. And then turning towards the long edge of your mat and bring your hands down onto your hips. Spin your heels in and turn your toes out to the corners of your mat. Your kind of distance between your feet can be a little bit shorter than what you would have for warrior two position or warrior one. Doesn't need to be quite so great. Let's bring our hands into lotus mudra. So you're going to bring the heels of the hands together, the little fingers and the thumbs, with the other fingers kind of blossoming out, so like a little cup in between your hands. As you inhale, straighten your arms and reach your lotus blossoming mudra up to the sky. Turn your fingers in towards each other, so the backs of the hands touch, and then begin to bend your knees out and go down towards the earth. Inhale, turn the heels of the hands in. As you straighten your legs, you're rising up towards the sky. And as you exhale, you're turning your fingers down into your roots, back into the murky water where lotus flowers root themselves. Going up and down with your breath a few times. I'd love for you to be really aware of the length of your spine. Often when we go into horse stance in this way, this kind of bending of the knees action, we tend to pitch ourselves forwards and stick our bottom out behind us. So I'd like you to go just down as far as you can without leaning forwards and rounding. Good. Good. That's it. Lovely. So the fingers probably aren't going to touch the floor. That doesn't matter. Good. Let the focus be on keeping the spine lovely and neutral and opening the hips and the inner thighs. Blossoms up towards the ceiling. As you exhale, just bring that peaceful lotus blossoming back into your heart. Keep the toes turned out, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bend your knees again so you sit back down into Asvatasana, pause stance. You're going to take your right hand and press it out to your left and sweep your left arm overhead and reach it to your right. Inhale through center, and as you exhale, left hand presses to the right. Reach your left arm overhead. Good. So just going from side to side. Good. Staying connected in your core, keeping your tailbone drawing into your body, and just moving gently from side to side. So you're completely steady in your center. Well done. As you next come back through center, inhale and reach the arms up and then open them out to Prana Mudra. Elbows level with your shoulders, offering your fingertips up to the sky. Take an in-breath, straighten your legs, turn your toes forwards, and as you exhale, hands to the hips, beginning to hinge forwards into wide angle forward bend, Pasarita Padottanasana. Hands can slide down the backs of the legs or come down onto the floor. But again, maintain the length of your spine. Try not to lock out your knees. Keep them a little bit soft. Super firm up your legs, hugging the muscles to the bones. And then press your heart forwards. Navel drawing in. Chin slightly tucked. So again, we've got that lovely length in the back of the neck. Good. If you need to use a block, that's better than rounding your spine. So bring your block in, bring the floor up a little closer to you. Great, well done everyone. Take an in-breath. Hands to the hips, soften the knees, and come all the way up to standing. You're going to turn out your right toes to 90 degrees back to the front of the mat. And spin your left heel back behind you. We're looking for heel and arch alignment now with a bit of a wider stance. So when you take your arms up to shoulder height, like we would for Warrior Two, then you want to make sure that your ankles are underneath your wrists, there or thereabouts. Take an in-breath, look over your right fingers, and as you exhale, bend your right knee, Virabhadrasana Two once again. Let's make a right angle with the forearm and the upper arm of the back arm. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's bring the arm up and over. Turn your right palm up. Inhale, draw the string of your bow all the way back to your right angle behind you. And as you exhale, bring the left arm up and over. Inhale, pulling back, and exhale, up and over. Good. Inhale and exhale. Good. One more. Inhale. Pull back your bow nice and taut. And exhale. Inhale this time and take your left arm all the way back into Warrior Two. Going to bring your right arm up and drop the arm behind your head. Turn the left thumb down. And bring the left hand up your back to find your right fingers for Gomukhasana arms with Virabhadrasana Two legs. Take an in-breath here. Press your head into your right upper arm. And if you can't quite reach your hands together yet, just hold your sweater. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, begin to lean forwards, bringing your right shoulder towards the inside of your right leg. Release your right hand down onto the floor or onto a block on the inside of your right foot, and take your left hand straight up to the sky. Keep looking down for stability, but keep hugging that outer right hip in and underneath you. And then take three nice big circles with your top arm, Just circling around a full complete circle. Good. Good. Really press into the baby toe side of your back foot to keep you nicely anchored. And when you've done three circles one way, go the other way. And at the end of all of those circles, you can just lay your left arm alongside your left hip. Look down, walk your right fingers forwards, wrist in front of your shoulder, pitch your weight forwards, and lift your left leg up into Ardha Chandrasana, half moon balance. Flex your ankle on your left leg, so press through the ball and the heel of the foot to the wall behind you, lifting from the inner thigh. For those who want a little more challenge, feel free to take that span wrist to wrist, reaching your left hand to the sky. And if you want a little bit more juice, bend both knees, squeeze your left heel in towards your left buttock and reach your left hand back to find your left ankle. And then begin to straighten your bottom leg and radiate and roll the belly chest to the sky. Okay. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, if you've got that little bind, release it and just step back into triangle. Stepping straight back nice and softly, good. Take an in-breath, pull yourself all the way up, hands onto the hips, rotate your toes around to the long edge of your mat again, so your feet are parallel, toes pointing forwards. Sweep the arms out and round and up as you inhale. And as you exhale, loosen the arms out to your side and interlace your fingers behind your back. Soften your elbows. So bend your elbows a little bit and then press your elbows to the wall behind you. So you kind of open your collarbones a little bit more. And then keep the navel lifted and work to straighten out your arms. Take an in-breath. Draw the tailbone in and as you exhale, fold forwards. Make sure your toes are pointing directly forwards, not kind of little pigeon feet out to the side. Good, well done. Letting your head relax here. If you want to just sway the head a little bit, then that's fine. Great. Press down into your feet, soften your knees. As you inhale, burst, open your arms and reach all the way up to the sky as you come up. And as you exhale, bring the hands back down onto your hips. And you're going to turn your left toes out and around to the back of your mat. Spin your right heel into the center of the room. And bring the arms out to shoulder height, looking across your left fingers. Good. Making sure your ankles are underneath your wrist. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bend your left knee towards 90 degrees. Great. Warrior two legs. Turn the palms up, and then with the back arm, your right arm now, make that 90-degree angle between your forearm and upper arm. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, circle the top arm over the top, stroking across your left palm. Inhale, draw your bow all the way back, super strong, and exhale, bring the arm up and over. A few more like that. And this, of course, is a metaphor for releasing any of that negative energy that isn't going to serve us in this new moon cycle. So if there is anything that's been bugging you or anything you've been holding on to, really feel as you exhale that you really let it go, just like an arrow firing out ahead of you. Lovely. And next time your right arm reaches back behind you, turn the thumb down, reach your left arm up, drop the forearm behind the back of your neck, and then bring your right arm up to find your left fingers in Gomukhasana arms. Good, try to keep that beautiful lunge of the warrior stance, knee tracking toes. Take an in-breath, press the head back into the left arm, and then as you exhale, begin to bring your left shoulder down towards the inside of your left knee. Take your left hand down onto the floor on the inside. Use a block if you need it. And reach your right hand straight up to the sky. Sweeping circles, three times one direction. back by your right hip. Leave it there. Look down. Walk your left fingers forwards and prepare to hop up into Ardha Chandrasana. So half moon balance. Keeping your right leg radiating through the sole of the feet. Keeping it nice and strong. Look down for stability. If you want to create that lovely span across your heart, then take your right arm up to the sky. If you want a little bit more juice, micro bend both knees. Squeeze your right heel in towards your bum and take your right hand back to find your ankle. And then straightening out your left leg and moving into Chapasana, that beautiful kind of balancing one-legged back bend. Take another breath here. And then as you exhale, from whichever variation you're at, stepping back into triangle. Stepping all the way back. And as you inhale, bring yourself all the way up. Hands to the hips as you exhale. Turn your toes around to the long edge of your mat. Bringing the arms around and up as you inhale. Palms touch overhead. And as you exhale, burst the arms out to the side and around behind you. And take the more awkward interlace this time. Bend your elbows. Press your elbows into the wall behind you. And then work to straighten out your arms, lifting your arms away from the floor. Squeeze your tailbone in, low belly in and up, and then hinging forwards, folding out over the legs, bringing the arms overhand. Good. Lovely. Well done, everyone. And for anybody that would like to move in towards an inversion tonight, if you want to, you can release your hands. Bring your forearms down onto the floor and create the base for a headstand. Bringing the heels of the hands together, the forearms onto your mat, and bringing the crown of your head down to the floor just behind your heels of your hands. Good, good. Lovely. Good. And then if anybody would like to go up, good. You know, you're doing an inversion just as you are, and it's all perfect. Good. Lovely. So if you are inverting, mindfully bring yourself back down. If you're interlacing your hands behind the back of your head, burst your arms open, bring your hands into your hips, soften your knees, shoulders in the back, chin forwards, inhaling, coming all the way up. And let's turn towards the front of the mat and step up, feet together. Feet stay hips distance apart. As you inhale, let's take the arms out, around and up. Did you?
Yeah.
And as you exhale, let's fold Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale, coming up halfway. And you're going to turn your left toes out, just turn them out to the side. Hold on to your left ankle with your left hand and bring your right hand onto your right hip. Bend both knees, look forwards, and you're going to bring this left foot up into tree pose, bringing it up with you and bringing the sole of the foot against the inner right leg. Good. And bringing your hands in front of your heart. And just getting steady there. And if you wobble or sway, that's good. That's, trees naturally do that. So just be with your breath. Find a point that's... It's pretty windy in here today. And if you do need some support from the wall, you know, feel free to take that. And if you would like a little bit more challenge, you can let your branches blossom out, taking your arms up overhead, spreading your arms like a Y shape, reaching through your fingertips, and reaching out into space, perfectly balanced in the center. Beautiful. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, if you've got your hands up, bring your hands back down to rest in front of your heart. Squeeze your left knee up towards your chest, and then step your left foot back, Virabhadrasana 1, once again. Inhale, bring the arms around and up. And exhale, interlacing the fingers behind your back again. Press the elbows back, press the knuckles back. Inhale, lift the heart. And exhale, devotional warrior, bringing your right shoulder down towards the inside of your right knee. Look towards your back toes and really super ground your back heel as you bring your arms overhead. Inhale, burst the arms open, swing the arms forwards, and cartwheel straight back to reverse warrior. Inhale through center, and as you exhale, right elbow to right thigh and sweep the left arm forwards, or right hand to the inside of right foot into Parsvakonasana. And you can take a half bind if you like, dropping your left hand towards the back of your right hip, or even holding on to the inner right thigh. Or you can take a full bind if it's available to you.
Good. Lovely. But if you're taking the full bind, keep rolling the knee towards the base. Good.
Lovely. So whichever variation you've got, really focusing
on drawing that right buttock onto the knee.
Now, here's the challenge. So if you are keeping your bind, keep it and work towards straightening your leg. Otherwise, you're just opening out into triangle pose again. If you've got your bind, keep it. If you're just doing a regular triangle, just arm circles a few times one direction and a few times the other. If you've got your bind, look down and hop your feet together towards the front of your mat. Lift your right heel up off the floor, look forwards, bend your left knee a little bit, and come all the way up to standing, bringing your right leg with you. Rock the hip back a little bit, and then work to extend the leg. Good. Lovely. Keep circling if you're in triangle. When you're ready to come out, if you're in Bird of Paradise, gently come down as the same way you went out. Went up there. Great. And then releasing and opening to triangle, which feels like a blessing after that bind. Inhale, bring yourself all the way up. Good. Hands to the hips. And let's step the feet forwards again to the top of the mat. Going to do exactly the same on the other side. Inhale. The door's locked. Inhale, bringing the arms up. And as you exhale, hinging forwards, folding out over your legs. Great. Okay, lovely. Come up halfway. Going to turn your right toes out to the side this time. Hold onto your right ankle with your right hand. Left hand on left hip. Bend both knees in the direction of the toes. Look forwards, and you're bringing your right foot up with you to tree pose. Take your time and try not to press on the inside of the left kneecap. Above or below the knee is good. Hands to the heart. Steady gaze. Draw the tailbone in. Press the leg against the foot and the foot against the leg. And then really root into your foundation. And once you have that stability in your feet and your legs, navel draws back, heart lifts up, and then if you want to spread out your branches, then do. Good, well done. As you exhale, bring your hands back down towards your heart, prayer position, squeeze your right knee up towards your chest, and then step it straight back. Virabhadrasana 1. Bringing the arms out, around, and up. Inhale, tailbone in, lift the heart. And exhale, take the arms back behind you. Awkward interlace this time. Inhale, once again, keep drawing the tailbone in, drawing the sideways back, and lifting the heart and opening the throat. Inhale, and as you exhale, devotional warrior. Bringing your arms up overhead as you bring your left shoulder on the inside of your left knee. Well done.
As you inhale, burst your arms out, reaching forwards and up. Cartwheel the hands all the way back into reverse warrior. Inhale as you come through centre, and then your version of Parsvakonasana, elbow to thigh or hand to the inside of the foot, half bind taking the right arm back behind you, or a full bind. But if you're taking that full bind, really super important to keep rolling open the thigh and moving the knee towards the baby toe. That's it. So it feels like you're scooting your buttock underneath you. That's it. Beautiful. Try to lift your side waist off the leg and extend the crown through the crown of the head. Lovely. Yeah, no slacking. Great. And if you then want to the challenge of moving into a bound Trikonasana, then work towards straightening your leg, but really firm up the muscles against the bones. If you're taking, you're not binding, then just opening out to a regular Trikonasana and some lovely top arm circles, opening your side waist a few times one way, a few times the other. If you've got your bind and you're heading towards Bird of Paradise, look down. Hop your back foot to meet your front foot. A few little bunny hops are good. Good. And then look down. Lovely. Take the weight. Lift up your left heel. Bend your right knee a little bit. And then bring yourself up. Good. Take the hip back a little bit. Lift up through the navel and work to extend that leg out. Good. And then when you've had enough of that bird of paradise, come down exactly the same way as you went up. Good. And you can release the arms. And if you're in Trikonasana, bringing yourself all the way up. Let's bring hands to the hips and step forwards towards the top of the mat. One little more standing sequence is going to take us to the mat. So as we inhale, feet together, sweep the arms forwards, Utkatasana, chair pose. And then standing, bringing your left knee up towards your chest, hugging the knee to the chest. Take an in-breath, and then bend your right knee a little bit, and cross your left leg over the top, double wrap it, or just toes to the floor. So that you've got eagle legs. Take the arms out to the side. Bring your left arm underneath. Eagle wings. We did this a little earlier. Squeezing the thighs together. Bringing the knees more towards the center of your mat. Good. Keep the arms. Take an in-breath. Squeeze the left knee back to the chest. And then press the left leg back into Warrior Three. Garudasana arms. Good, like a little T shape. Good. If you need aeroplane wings at this point, take your arms out wide. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, left hand to the floor, right hand to the sky. Reverse half moon. Pavrita Ardha Chandrasana. Take an in-breath there, press the back heel to the wall behind you. And as you exhale, bring your right hand onto your right hip. Bend your right knee a little bit. Squeeze your left knee in behind it. And come down to sit for Ardha Matsyendrasana, half spinal twist. Both sit bones come down onto the mat. Right hand behind you. And as you inhale, taking your left hand straight up. Press your both sitting bones down as you reach up. And then as you exhale, moving into a twist. So if you want to bind that, feel free. The left hand can rest on your hip or a little how sign. Good. Breathe gently. If you've got your little how sign, just bring the palm down so that it's parallel to the floor, kind of the wrist and the elbow the same height. And then begin to press your left elbow into the outer right thigh or knee and see if you can revolve a little bit more. Good, that's it, great. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's release around to center. the feet forwards and coming into half boat. So sit onto your sit bones, lift your heels up, reach your hands forwards. If you want a little bit more, straighten out your legs, point your toes, lift up through the navel a little bit more, kind of plie the feet, turn the heels together, little V through the sides of your feet, squeeze your thighs. Inhale, and as you exhale, squeeze the crisscross your shins and rock forwards, and coming back to downward facing dog. Stretch out your spine. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, slowly sashay your feet up towards your hands, so you can just kind of shimmy up to the front of your mat. Feet together, hands into the hip creases, shoulders into the back, chin forwards, inhale, rising. Good, and exhale, hands to the heart. Preparing for the second side, sweeping the arms forward, sitting down, Utkatasana, chair pose. Inhale, and as you exhale, come up to standing, bringing your right knee up and hugging it into your chest with both hands. Great. Soften your left leg a little bit, and then begin to lift your right leg up a little bit higher and wrap it over the top of your left leg. And then take your arms out to the side and bring your right arm under your left, wrapping or big hug. Good, well done. Breathe here in eagle pose. Squeeze the legs together. Gonna keep eagle arms, but we're going to lift that right leg up, back towards the chest, flex the ankle, and then press the ball and the heel to the wall behind you. If you need to open your eagle wings to stay steady, then do. Beautiful. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, right hand down to the floor, left hand up to the sky, Parvarita Ardha Chandrasana, twisting to your left. Keep the back leg really strong. Press the ball in the heel. Good. Inhale, and as you exhale, left hand to left hip. Bend your left knee. Squeeze your right knee in behind it. Coming down to sit in half spinal twist. Bringing your left fingers behind your left hip. And reaching your right hand up to the sky. And moving into your twist to any degree. But the main thing is to keep the navel supporting the spine, to keep the heart lifting. And just as we did that kind of corkscrewing action right at the top of our class tonight, think about bringing that root energy all the way up to the crown of your head. If you feel any resistance in your neck, of course you can just let your chin glide gently across the neck, looking into the centre of the room and then looking to the wall behind you. So just moving with your breath, with your neck a few times if you need to. Take an in-breath here, and then as you exhale, just release and unravel your twist. Bring the feet ahead of you, knees bent onto the mat ahead. And then hold on to your knees and lower yourself all the way down onto your back. Take your arms out to shoulder height. Feet, bend your knees and bring your heels in a bit closer towards your bum, but step your feet out mat's width apart and just let your knees drop side to side like little windscreen wipers. So the feet stay nice and wide, the knees are mat's width apart, and you're just rolling the knees from side to side. Center, walk your heels in nice and close towards your sitting bones. So you're lining up your heels with your sit bones, so ankles are underneath knees. Bring your hands together for another mudra. You're going to take Sipana Mudra. So it's a bit like a cosmic gun, or Charlie's Angels gun. Interlacing the first three fingers and pointing your index fingers
straighten out.
Press down into your feet. Bless you. Take an in-breath, lift up your hips to half bridge, and take the arms back overhead as you inhale. As you exhale, keep the hips lifted and just bring your arms back down to that starting point so your fingers point towards your knees. Inhaling, the arms lift up. And exhaling, the arms come back towards the knees. And just doing that a few more times. Try to keep your knees pointing in the same direction as your toes so knees don't collapse in or flare open. Just beginning to lengthen the sides, the back, the front of the body again. After all our twisting and moving inside out and upside down, just bringing everything back into the center. And then as your arms next go back behind you, leave them there. And with the exhalation, begin to lower your spine down super slowly, bringing the upper vertebrae down nice and gently until your tailbone comes all the way down onto your mat. And as you next exhale, you can release your hands alongside your body. And if you feel you would like anything more, another kind of twist, a happy baby pose maybe, or even just hugging the knees into the chest and massaging your lower back, then take a few moments just to honor what your body is calling for. And once you feel satisfied, you can allow yourself to just release into the support of the earth, into Shavasana. Keeping your tail lengthening towards your heels, the shoulders scooping under the back of your heart. And as the shoulders scoop under, it's as though you're rolling the inner arm all the way back and down towards your mat, so the palms roll up to the sky. Swallow. And at the end of that swallow, just part your lips and your teeth. Invite your tongue to rest into your lower jaw. Close your eyes and let your eyes roll back into that darkness, into the void. And once again, bring yourself back to your breath, slowing down, reconnecting to your breath, and witnessing all the sensations that happen moment to moment in every one of your breaths. To share with you a poem from Thich Nhat Hanh that's from his book Breathe, You Are Alive. Breathe and you know that you are alive. Breathe and you know that all is helping you. Breathe and you know that you are the world. Breathe and you know that the flower is breathing too. Breathe for yourself and you breathe for the world. Breathe in compassion and breathe out joy. Breathe and be one with the air that you breathe. Breathe and be one with the river that flows. Breathe and be one with the earth that you tread. Breathe and be one with the fire that glows. Breathe and you break the thought of birth and death. Breathe. you see that impermanence is life. Breathe for your joy to be steady and calm. Breathe for your sorrow to flow away. Breathe to renew every cell in your blood. Breathe to renew the depths of consciousness. Breathe and you dwell in the here and now. Breathe and all you touch is new and real. Just gently roll to one side and bring yourself around and up to a comfortable seated position. And when you come to sit, just sit with your eyes closed and take a few minutes, a few moments rather, just becoming a witness to how you feel in this moment. Deciding if you need more dynamic driving energy or if you need more cool, calming, softening, tranquil energy. If you need more of that cool, calming energy, we're going to go back to Chandra Vedana. So use your right hand to open and close your nostrils. You're going to begin to breathe in through your left nostril and breathe out through your right. Breathing in through the left and breathing out through your right. If you need more heating, vibrant energy, the reverse. Breathe in through your right and out through your left. Beginning to take your practice of either Surya Vedana or Chandra Vedana to cultivate either the qualities of the sun or the moon. Whichever variation you're doing, see if you can slow your breath down, letting your in-breath and out-breath be a count of between 5 and 8. end of your next exhalation, if you're taking your pranayama practice, just relax your right hand to your lap. Sit in stillness and observe how you feel. If you're still resting in Shavasana, bring awareness back to your breath. Bend your knees. Take your right arm back behind you and roll over to a fetal position on your right side, using your right arm as a pillow. Pressing yourself around and up when you feel ready to. And let's all bring our hands into Anjali Mudra in front of our heart. Bowing forwards, sealing our practice. And may we each continue to take positive breaths, breathing in an attitude of gratitude, being grateful and open to the beauty and miracles that happen with every breath, with every moment, so that we continue to take in peace and happiness with every breath. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.